Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're pleased to have Laura Canning here, and she is the naturalist for Cass County Conservation. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Well, we better talk about owls first. Since Chris says we're going to talk about owls, and that's what I told him we're going to talk about, that's where we better start.
Yes. This Friday night we have our Owl Prowl coming up. And this is a program that's for all ages. Families can come on out. It's going to be held at 7 o'clock Friday night, and that would be February 15th out at Pellet Memorial Woods. If you don't know where that is, it's just north of here at KJAN, right off of Troublesome Creek Road. So, and you'll see that brown sign pointing the way for Pellet Memorial Woods. It's a nice short drive to go out and be with nature.
Yes. And 7 o'clock, it's still, by that time, it's dark. You know, our days are stretching out there, but it's dark by 7, and I assume that's sort of important.
Yep, it's dark, and you can still get your kids home to bed, and it's not too much a late night for you.
What kind of owls are we going to, are there different kinds?
The owl species that we have out there that can coexist together. Mm-hmm. For sure, we've had the barred owls out there, and usually some great horned owls are out there. Those two species can hang out in the same territory and nest in the same territory, versus if you had two pairs of great horned owls, they're going to be more territorial and they're going to be spaced out further. And so with those two species, they'll be out there hopefully hooting it up.
Now, we probably are not going to see any white owls, right?
Well, you know, the barn owls are being reintroduced to Iowa. They are endangered down in Montgomery County as part of the reintroduction down there. So if you do, they have called us, the DNR has called us the last 2 years down there with the barn owls. They've had really good babies and survival. And so if you do see a barn owl, which is an all-white owl with a little bit of tan on their wings, definitely give my office a call, because the DNR needs to know where these babies are going to go now from Montgomery County.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not very far away.
So No.
They don't know there's any lion there, right?
Right. No, they don't.
So they're welcome wherever, and that's pretty exciting to see that happening.
Yeah, and we'll be, you know, with pellets being a nature preserve, and with us doing very, very minimal habitat work out there, is just some great, great owl habitat. Last year we had them, we started with doing the barred owls, and the barred owls answered us back, and they were literally probably just a tree away.
Oh, exciting.
So,
yeah, when you're going to
have them that close, right away off the bat, they're like, hey, what's going on?
What about taking pictures?
You know, the pictures, they're going to, it's going to ruin your night vision. It's going to do more for you than the owl. flashlights are okay when we go out on this hike. What we'll do is we cover it up with red cellophane so that the red of the color you can still see, but it helps with your night, preserve your night vision. Mm-hmm. And with being out there, hopefully, after we start, there won't be very many cars going by, and you'll have great night vision for being out there.
Okay. So it'd be a good idea to bring a flashlight.
Yep. You can, especially when, you know, some of your kids, you know, might be scared of the dark and maybe you're wanting to get them more comfortable out there. Flashlights are okay. We're just going to give them a little bit of cool color on the outside.
You bet. Now, is there a fee for this?
Nope. It's free. We're going to just, you know, go out, hike, and call them in, hopefully, and see what we find.
All right. I'm guessing, well, maybe not appreciated. I was going to say, as warm as it's been, there might even be some little green sprouts coming up here and there in the protected areas.
Yeah, you never know. And especially with, you know, it's just some rich, rich woodland soil out there as well. So,
okay. Yeah. So that is, again, date, time?
Friday, February 15th, 7 p.m. out there north of town, Pellet Memorial Woods. And we'll be out there about half an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay. Just not very long, just enough to get out and hear the owls and hopefully see the owls. Okay. Now, you have another event.
The next night, same place, and an hour later at 8 p.m. So Saturday night, the 16th, 8 p.m., we are going to do a couples snowshoe hike. And you're probably thinking, we have no snow. Well, if we have snow by then, we will have our snowshoes available. If we don't, we're still going to go out and hike, and we're going to do kind of an owl prowl, kind of the same thing, but just for couples, and a new twist to just go out there and hike off that dinner that you you just had with your sweetheart.
Yes. There are lots of opportunities for some big dinners, so that could be really good. And, you know, the forecast, I think there's a possibility.
Yeah, there's been some possibilities coming up, so we're excited because we borrow the snowshoes, and so we're going to have your kids might come home. I'll have school programs with the snowshoes as well.
Okay.
And that,
so that you provide all the snowshoes.
Yep, we provide the snowshoes, and at the end of our hike, our co-sponsor is Brinks Flowers and Gifts, and so Brinks, we are going to have a little carnation for them for our beautiful couples that are going to be out.
Neat. Very good. Okay, so that good thing to learn about snowshoeing. I hear people talking about that. It's easier than skiing, but it's still great exercise.
It's a little bit easier on your joints, and it's just like walking once you get it down. And I love it. I love to do it as exercise myself.
So. And, of course, you can go places with snowshoes that you can't with skis, so it kind of opens up possibilities. Okay, so that's on the 16th, the couple's
snowshoe hike. You know, just for the weather in case it's a little chilly, and they're both free.
Okay, and so, again, meet at Pallet Gardens.
Yep, Pallet Memorial Woods.
Okay, talking about birds, which we were talking about owls, we need to move on to the information about the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Yeah, this weekend, starting as early as Friday, you can start to count our birds. Atlantic does this every year, and every year we compete against all the other municipalities in the state. And we were second last year, and we were still kind of far behind Dell, but the third place was Des Moines, and we only beat Des Moines by like 3 checklists. So, we're coming up on our heels here.
So let's get out there, because it's not difficult to do. I mean, you know, I think some people think, including myself, thinking, oh, gosh, I couldn't possibly do that.
Yeah, and some people only know their cardinals and their, you know, some very, very basic birders. And those very basic birders, it's perfect for them, because you only are counting what you know or what you can identify. If there's something that you don't know what it is and couldn't identify it, then you just don't count it. And the shortest you could do it for is 15 minutes. You can do it at your house with your feeders, or you can go out to a park like Sunnyside or Pellets, things like that. So you have that opportunity to do that all weekend, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Some people do have Monday off, so you might want to spend some time birding. And we get the school kids involved as well, so if your child comes home with this kind of activity, they're helping us out, be hopefully number one in the state.
And why else, besides that sort of title, what difference does it make counting birds?
Yeah, with this, they do it the same time every year, and this is the 16th year for doing it, and it is a citizen science project. So in other words, Cornell University started the project and decided to expand it out to public to help them do this every year. And so they take into effect our weather patterns. They take into effect the count of the birds. Last year, a big thing was seeing the influx down towards Iowa and through Minnesota of the snowy owls. And so a lot of the snowy owls came up on the counts. And so being a rare bird that we rarely have in Iowa, maybe once every 10 years, we had 53 of them counted last year in the state during the bird count. So it helps us to identify population, identify numbers, identify migration routes, things like that. You know, trumpeter swans get counted if they're still here hanging out. So far they are. So get out there and you count the waterfowl. Go out at night when we do our owl prowls and our couple snowshoe hike. We'll be tallying these down to count them as well.
Okay. Now, you said 15 minutes. You can do it longer if you want.
Yes, you can.
And can you do it just once, or you can
you can do it once each day, or you can do it a number of times each day. You're just filling out a separate checklist for every time. And now they're asking a new question of how did you bird? Were you stationary, or were you traveling? Maybe you were driving or hiking. Were you moving? So they're asking that question as well, because they've gotten so many responses that people were in parks. And so that they want to start to figure out, well, were they hiking? And then if we were at night, like we'd be at the owl prowl, you know, that mm-hmm. they're starting to throw that into their data.
So how do people get the checklist?
If you want to, if you're on the internet, they're going to do it by internet today, this year. But if you want to do it by mail, make sure you give my office a phone call. We want to get that out to you. By mail, just mailing those checklists back to me would be, my phone number is 769-2372. If you want to get out on the internet and look this all this information up, it's www.birdsource.org. /GBBC.
Great backyard bird count.
Yep. Okay. Great backyard bird count is what the GBBC is.
Okay. Excellent. So just kind of get in there. It's a pretty simple thing to do. And let's keep Atlantic and the area kind of going up the
list. It's always fun.
Yeah. And it is. And knowing that it's worthwhile, I think that's a really positive thing too, Laura.
Yes.
We want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for being with us. And
thank
you. Of course,
you.
Laura is with Cass County Conservation Service. Until next time, here's a thought. Friendship fills up those little ruts in life's road.